Shalom. I am Jeff Mills, and you are listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teachings, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. Blessings, and may our Abba continue to guide you and lead you into all truth. Shabbat Shalom. We need to recognize that we are in a battle, and it is a very serious battle. Have you ever thought of yourself as a warrior? Have you thought about what it means to be courageous and bold and to stand? Are you prepared to face an enemy and win at any cost? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to lay down? How many of us realized the seriousness of what we were taking on when we decided to answer Yahweh's call? You know, when we read what happened to others in His Word, it is hard for us to think about what those situations must have really felt like. Have you ever put yourself in the place of those different people as you read about them? Every time I read about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it causes me to just stop and think about what it must have felt like for them. You know, they were defying the sovereign of Babylon. They stood up to him. And they were willing to accept whatever was put on them for standing, for not compromising, for not bowing down to the idol that Nebuchadnezzar demanded from them. What must that have been like to stand there before him and to see the rage building in him? You know, one area we are all naive and inexperienced in is dealing with the spiritual realm. And there was a spiritual situation going on here with Nebuchadnezzar and these three men. There was more than just him trying to impose his will on them. There was a spiritual situation that was happening here. And I believe they recognized that. And they chose to stand on their faith and their trust and their belief that Elohim would rescue them. We need to discern and recognize the enemy we are facing. We need to understand who the enemy is, how the enemy comes, how the enemy acts. And we need to be prepared to defend ourselves when and where it's necessary. One of the reasons that people are so unprepared to deal with spiritual situations is because religion has turned spiritual warfare into entertainment and a show. You know, look at these men that stand up on television and in these live, you know, events they have. And they're all just pretenders. They're phonies. And they make a big show and a big act out of these healings they do and removing spirits out of people. Did we ever see our Messiah or the sent out ones making a big show out of what they did? You know, Yeshua, for the most part, tried to keep everything he did low key. You know, if you're going to successfully battle an enemy, you have to know how the enemy works. You know, that's how warfare is waged, is you study your enemy. You study your opponent, and you find out how they do things, how they approach things, what is their attack pattern, how do they always come. You know, we have an enemy who is very real and very determined and very relentless. Let's turn to Luke 22 and verse 31. Luke 22 and verse 31. And the master said, "Shimon, Shimon, see, Satan has asked for you to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your belief should not fail. And when you have turned, strengthen your brothers." And he said to him, "Master, I am prepared to go with you both to prison and to death." And he said, "I say to you, Kepha, the cock shall not crow at all today until you have denied three times that you know me." How did we make an enemy? Why would anyone or anything come against us and come at us? What have we done? What did we do? When we chose to obey Yahweh, to walk in the way, and were redeemed by Yeshua's sacrifice, we became the enemy of HaSatan. That's what we did to provoke him. We chose to walk in the way. And he opposes everything that Yah stands for. We need to know who our enemy is and why he opposes us and comes against us. We need to know and understand his tactics, and we need to know how he comes against us and what weapons he uses against us. Second Timothy 3, verse 8. "And as Jochane and Mamre opposed Moshe, so do these also oppose the truth. Men of corrupt minds, found worthless concerning the belief. But they shall not go on further, for their folly shall be obvious to all, as also that of those men became. But you did closely follow my teaching, the way of life, the purpose, the belief, the patience, the love, the endurance, the persecutions, the sufferings, which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I bore. Yet out of them all, the Master delivered me. And indeed, all those wishing to live reverently in Messiah Yehoshua shall be persecuted. But evil men and impostors shall go on to the worse, leading astray and being led astray. But you, stay in what you have learned and trusted, having known from whom you have learned, and that from a babe you have known the set-apart scriptures, which are able to make you wise for deliverance through belief in Messiah Yehoshua. All scripture is breathed by Elohim, and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for setting straight, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of Elohim might be fitted, equipped for every good work. There is a spirit at work in this world, and we need to understand that. And we need to wake up to the reality of that and quit ignoring what we're seeing around us. You know, the evil men and imposters are already among us, and they are getting worse, and they are leading people astray. People are becoming deceived, and they're deceiving others, and they don't even know they're deceived. There is a very real spiritual realm, and there's a very real danger associated with that spiritual realm, especially for those who are unable to discern. Our Abba calls us to be set apart. He calls us to come out of this world and to be different. And he calls us to walk in the way. And being set apart means stepping out of this world. We have to come out of the world and its ways, and we have to purge ourselves and make ourselves clean from the things of this world that has defiled us, its morals, its standards, the things that the world upholds. Because our Abba calls us out to a completely different way. And if we make ourselves a friend of the world, we make ourselves an enemy of Elohim. Something we really need to think about when it comes to setting ourselves apart. James 4, verse 4. James 4, verse 4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity or against Elohim? Opposes Elohim. Whoever therefore intends to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of Elohim. We have to make a choice. We can't stand in the middle and be uncommitted and wavering back and forth and keep one foot on Yah's side and one foot in the world. It's all or nothing. And we have to put this world behind us and walk out of it and step fully and completely onto Yah's side and trust him and believe in him and have faith in him and his promises. We don't want to be his enemy. And being a friend of the world is being a friend to who? If we have an enemy, then we should expect him to come at us. Don't worry and fret over it, but expect it. And be aware. And be discerning of situations that develop. The enemy is deceitful and sly and cunning and will come to you in ways you're not expecting. Isn't that how an enemy operates? You know, too many times we act surprised when we are attacked. And our first instinct is to search for answers and try to figure out why the attack is coming. You know, why is this situation happening? You know, why has this come upon me? Does an enemy need a reason to attack? No. One of the tactics the enemy always, an enemy always uses is surprise. You know, an enemy wants to catch you off guard, wants to take you by surprise so that you're not thinking clearly. You're not discerning. You're not analyzing. You're not looking at a situation and determining what is happening and why. But remember this, an enemy only attacks who or what is a threat to him. If you find yourself coming under attack, then there's a reason for that. The enemy considers you a threat. And all of the people who respond to Yah's call, who decide to set themselves apart, who make a commitment to him and decide to live his way, are all threats to the enemy. And he wants to tear down everything that Yah's doing. He is opposed to everything that Yah does. And he is going to continue up until the day that Yah deals with him. He's going to continue to try and sabotage Yah's plan any way and anywhere that he can. All right, let's look at Zechariah 3, verse 1. Zechariah 3, verse 1. And he showed me Yehoshua the high priest standing before the messenger of Yahweh, and Satan standing at his right hand to be an adversary to him. And Yahweh said to Satan, Yahweh rebuke you, Satan. Yahweh who has chosen Yerushalayim, rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? And Yehoshua was dressed in filthy garments and was standing before the messenger. And we cannot stand up to the enemy alone. And who is sovereign over all? Who is in authority? Who has control? Who sees everything? Who has a plan that was put in place from the foundation of the world? It's all going to happen exactly as he has laid it out. And no one is going to change that. Nothing is going to interfere with his plan being completed. You know, we are not defenseless. But we need Yah's help. And we need to use discernment and wisdom. You know, our Abba expects us to use the discernment and the wisdom that he gives us and not to continue being naive children. You know, we need to recognize the dangers and we need to see the danger around us and discern where things are coming from. That's part of our growth and our maturity as his people. And in using the Spirit, his Spirit that he puts in us. You know, we must be completely confident in our Abba and who we are in him. You know, one of the adversary's lies that he tells the people of Yah over and over again is that we're not good enough and that we can never be good enough. You know, we come before him imperfect, and he knows that. We come before him in filthy garments, and he is the one that makes us clean. He's the one that gives us white garments to replace our filthy garments. We don't have to fight our battles alone. You know, he tells us he will never leave us. And he watches, he never slumbers, he never sleeps. He sees everything, and he knows everything the adversary is doing. You know, sometimes it seems like people think Abba is defenseless in front of the adversary, that he just has to sit there and watch what the adversary does. Remember, Satan had to come before Yah and ask for permission to do what he did to Iyov, Job. Do you think he just has free rein to come into your life and do as he wants? He's still subject to Yah. He still has to operate within boundaries. Okay, let's look at Acts 19, verse 11. Acts 19, verse 11. And Elohim worked unusual miracles through the hands of Shaul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the wicked spirits went out of them. But certain roving Yehudi exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Master Yehoshua over those who had wicked spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by Yehoshua whom Shaul proclaims." And there were seven sons of a certain Skua, a Yehudi chief priest, who were doing this. And the wicked spirit answering said, "Yehoshua I know, and Shaul I know, but who are you?" And the man in whom the wicked spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this became known to all, both Yehudi and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Master Yehoshua was made great. They didn't have the fear of the spiritual realm that they should have. And by that I mean more as in a respect of the power and the capability that can be done through spiritual means. You know, we don't have to fear, but we better know how to stand and defend and to battle if necessary. You know, the enemy knows who he is dealing with, and so do his servants. They recognize the people of Yah. You know, there's a light in the people of Yah that cannot be hidden. And if you go up against the enemy unprepared and in ignorance, you will suffer defeat. There cannot be any fear or lack of faith. You know, we know perfect love casts out fear. And Yah is love. You know, there must be complete trust and confidence in Yah. You know, in those times when we're facing those situations, that's when our faith is put to the test. That's when our trust is put to the test. That's when our belief is put to the test. And we cry out to him, and we look to him for our deliverance. He's not going to leave us alone, and he's not going to abandon us. but we need to know what we're dealing with and to call on Him. Okay, let's turn over to Matthew 12 and verse 22. Matthew 12 and verse 22. Then they brought to Him one who was demon-possessed, blind and dumb, and He healed him, so that the blind and dumb man both spoke and saw. And all the crowds were amazed and said, "Is this the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This one does not cast out demons except by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons." And Yeshua knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every reign divided against itself is laid waste, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then does his reign stand? And if I, by Beelzebul, do cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Because of this they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the spirit of Elohim, then the reign of Elohim has come upon you." You know, this situation shows us that the Pharisees were lacking in spiritual discernment and wisdom. Look at this accusation they bring against Yeshua. Who is the accuser? Who stands accusing day and night? And who is it really that is behind these accusations against Yeshua? You know, we see so often where Yeshua dealt with these unclean spirits. And why should we think that they're not active today? Yeshua came against unclean spirits and He simply rebuked them. You know, there were no big shows, no elaborate prayers, no drama, or any other rituals going on. He had the power and authority of the living Elohim. And He knew it. It is the spirit of Elohim that drives out those unclean spirits. And how did those unclean spirits recognize Yeshua? How did they recognize Shaul and the other sent out ones? I knew what it meant when I answered Abba's call. I knew what He was asking of me. And I accepted that there were going to be consequences. And there has been. And there continues to be. All those whom He loves are going to be tested and tried. And we're going to be facing situations when the adversary comes against us, simply because we are Yah's people. And we need to be prepared and recognize and understand when we are in one of those situations. Because sooner or later, He is going to come against us. Let's look at 2 Timothy 2. And verse 1. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 1. "You then, my son, be strong in the favor that is in Messiah Yehoshua. And what you have heard from me among many witnesses, entrust these to trustworthy men who shall be competent to teach others as well. Suffer hardship with us as a good soldier of Yeshua Messiah. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in the affairs of this life in order to please only him who enlisted him as a soldier. And if anyone competes in a game, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer ought to be first to receive his share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the master shall give you understanding into all this. We don't think of ourselves as being called to be soldiers, but it goes along with our calling. It goes along with our walk. It goes along with what Yah has called us to do and to be. And if we're not prepared and ready for that, then we better get prepared and ready. You know, we all know what's coming at the end of the age. The adversary is going to go forth in a rage and come against the people of Yah. Are you going to allow your crown to be taken? Are you going to give in at the least little bit of trouble? Are you going to become entangled in this life so that you cannot fulfill your calling? What are you going to allow to stop you, to get in your way, to become an obstacle, to be a stumbling block, to cause you to be so discouraged that you throw your hands up in the air and say, okay, that's it. I didn't sign on for this. I've had enough. I'm through. I'm done. You know, the calling of Yah is not for the weak of heart. And I don't think any of us has the strength and endurance and commitment that we need when he first calls us out. But he gives us those things. You know, his spirit builds us up in so many ways. And you become strong in ways that you don't even realize until you're placed in a situation and you have to make a stand. You have to be that warrior. You have to defend and even take the battle back to the enemy when you have to. You know, he's going to continue to try and infiltrate and destroy and tear down what Yah is building up and what Yah is doing in the people that he has called out. And we can't allow that enemy to get in amongst the called out people of Yah. Somebody has to stand up and point out the enemy and warn others. And then the people of Yah must be prepared to stand. You know, in this situation we just read about here, Shaul is appealing to Timothy to do what he was called out and set apart to do. And we do not all have the same calling, but we do have the same responsibility to be true, faithful, and loyal to our Abba. We cannot be half-hearted about what we're doing. And we should know and prepare to suffer the consequences of belonging to him. And we all know what our Messiah did for us. And I think Ephesians 6 sums up pretty well what we need to be thinking about. Ephesians 6, verse 11. Ephesians 6, verse 11. Put on the complete armor of Elohim for you to have power to stand against the schemes of the devil. Because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against authorities, against the world rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual matters of wickedness in the heavenlies. Because of this, take up the complete armor of Elohim, so that you have power to withstand in the wicked day, and having done all, to stand. Sometimes we just have to stand. Stand then, having girded your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having fitted your feet with the preparation of the good news of peace. Above all, having taken up the shield of belief, with which you shall have power to quench all the burning arrows of the wicked one. Take also the helmet of deliverance and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Elohim, praying at all times with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching in all perseverance and supplication for all the set apart ones, also for me, that a word might be given to me in the opening of my mouth to be bold in making known the secret of the good news, for which I am an envoy in chains, that in it I might speak boldly, as I should speak. You know, we don't know what our Abba is going to call us to do. We don't know what situations he's going to place us in. But it's going to require boldness. And courage and strength that he will give us in that time. But we need to learn to discern what situations are around us. What is happening and why and who is responsible for it. You know, not all bad things that happen are a result of the adversary doing something. And we need to discern what things are spiritual and what things are just the results of living in this physical world. That's where the discernment comes in. And we need to be prepared and use what we are given. If we do not put on the armor we are given, then whose fault is it? How can we do battle if we do not have the right equipment? Don't expect the adversary to play fair. Why would he? He's a deceiver and a liar and has been from the beginning. So why would he play by the rules? You know, we are in a battle, and it is a very serious battle, and we better recognize that. We better recognize that forces are coming against us. Forces that just want to destroy the people of Yah and all that Yah is doing through his people. You know, the adversary is playing for keeps. He's not fooling around. He wants to wipe the people of Yah off the face of this earth. He doesn't want anyone to make it to the kingdom. He already knows that he has given up his place. He has already lost out on being in the kingdom of Elohim, and he's past the point of return. That cannot change. And he wants to prevent everyone he can from having that same opportunity. He wants to steal your crown. He wants to take your invitation away to be in the kingdom. And he will stop at nothing to make that happen. He will use anyone and anything to come against you, to convince you, to deceive you. Even those closest to you, even those you trust, can become a tool. So we have to recognize that the spiritual realm is very real and spiritual activity is very real. And there are active forces working against Yah and what he is doing. So be prepared. Be wise. Be discerning. Don't fail to dress yourself in your armor every day and know your enemy. You have been listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teaching, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. May our Abba bless you richly throughout this coming week and guide you into his truth. Shavua Tov.